أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we began discussing yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to the whole of mankind, wa asirru qawlakum awijharu bih. Say your words secretly, conceal, lower your tones in your voices when you speak, awijharu bih, or proclaim it, say it loudly. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of the secrets, of the breasts, of whatever is in the hearts. This ayah was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah at a time when the idolaters used to speak against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then some of them would say that do not speak too loud because perhaps somebody would hear, and they will convey this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah in the background of that kind of attitude of the Quraysh, that whether you say it aloud, whether you say it softly, however you say it, leave your words, Allah knows what's in your heart. Not a single word is uttered, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala still knows the thoughts that are in your heart. When it comes to deeds, good deeds and bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intentions with what we carry out that deed. Sometimes outwardly the deed may seem to be very noble, but we do not have good intentions. We may have personal motives, whatever the case may be. All of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah is the creator of everything, and Allah has full knowledge about everything. Allah is the creator of insan, and Allah has full knowledge about insan. And here it is more to do about human beings that Allah Ta'ala has created, and Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge about the attitudes and the doings, the actions of people, all of that. That knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. Latif is the knower of things that are subtle, the secrets. All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge. Al-Khabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informed about everything. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not informed about. Ulama have written, one is the quality of Allah Al-Alim. In Al-Alim, it shows the perfection of the knowledge of Allah. In Al-Khabir, it shows the extent of the knowledge of Allah. In Al-Alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge. In Al-Khabir, He has full knowledge of everything. There is nothing that is left out of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After these two brief ayats, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the earth. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah spoke about maut, Allah spoke about life, existence and non-existence. And then Allah Ta'ala spoke about the sky, سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا, that the seven skies, the seven heavens are all in layers that Allah Ta'ala created. Now here Allah Ta'ala speaks about the earth. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say with regards to the earth? Allah says, وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah Ta'ala has made the earth ذَلُول. Allah Ta'ala has made the earth humble for you, O man. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Then walk in the regions of the earth. Now when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the word Dhalul, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made this earth humble for you, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us very many messages about Allah Ta'ala's greatness with regards to this earth. That on the one hand, the earth is such that it is not so soft that if man walked on it, then man will get caught and gripped into the earth like how we have quicksand. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has not created in every part of the earth. So you will walk on it. And then at the same time, it is not so hard like metal that man will not be able to irrigate the lands. But Allah Ta'ala made it soft so that you can dig, you can sow your seeds, you can plant your seeds. Allah Ta'ala made it dhalul, that this earth is fertile, and whatever it takes for the seed to germinate, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has put all those qualities in it for you, O insan. All of this is for you. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created this earth such that from it, famshu fi manakibiha, that you traverse, you walk around in the regions of the earth. Manakib, mankabun actually refers to the shoulders. And Allah Ta'ala here uses the word shoulders because it is an actual Arabic saying. To walk on the shoulders of people was used for camels that are huge. And if a person had to sit on the shoulders of that camel will still submit and walk around the earth, and the earth still submits for you, O insan. And then وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, and then eat from its sustenance, the sustenance that it has given, O مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, from the sustenance that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has provided in this earth. Have you forgotten this earth? Allah Ta'ala has put your rosy in this earth. And now look at the greatness of Allah. He's created those skies. He's created the seven different skies. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has by and large put your sustenance in the earth. It all grows and it all comes out from the earth. Even the animals that you would eat, its rosy, its sustenance, all comes from the earth. And this is this great plan that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had. Now look at all of this and appreciate the greatness of Allah. Wa ilayhi nushur. And then Allah says, and to Allah is the nushur, is to Allah the uprising, the once again the resurrection that will take place, the rising again on the day of Qiyamah. Do not forget that. In other words, do not become so earthly. Do not get so involved in this earth. Do not get so involved in this dunya that you forget about that day that is going to come. And then, of course, this is also a very, very subtle indication. Minha khalaqanakum. That from it we have created you. Wafiha nu'idukum. And to this earth we are going to return you. Wa minha nukhrijukum. Taratan ukhra, and once again we are going to extract you from this earth. That it comes in a riwayat that there will be a light rain on the day of Qiyamah. The trumpet will be blown, and then that light rain will come, and like how we see vegetation sprout out of the ground, you will see human beings come out of the ground from the qabr. Wa ilayhin nushur, and then to Allah is a resurrection. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.